Ohio State University officials have teamed up with Columbus Public Health and other agencies to inform students traveling on spring break to Zika-affected areas how to protect themselves. The Zika virus, which is carried by mosquitoes, can cause health concerns, particularly for pregnant women. Joining me is Chief Medical Officer at Ohio State's Wexner Medical Center, Dr. Andrew Thomas. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So how are you alerting students about the virus?
Well, that's a great question. This is not just about students. It's really about students, faculty, and staff. We know that over the spring break period, but then also over the May term, there are a lot of groups from the university that travel overseas, whether to the Caribbean or other parts of the world where the Zika virus outbreaks are occurring. And we really just want to make sure that those groups are armed with the knowledge that they need about how to protect themselves and their loved ones from the Zika virus.
So are there pamphlets being distributed? I know you've got the email communication, the on-campus email, where you've discussed, you know, that there's procedures that, students need to be aware of.
For the most part, we're sticking with electronic communication. The student health may do some handouts or something that they would have at student health. We've been working with the Columbus and Franklin County Health Departments, and frankly, each of the health systems in town to make sure that we're all coordinating on the same message. In addition, actually, the university is leading the way by inviting, I believe it's over 20 other institutions of higher education in the Central Ohio area together for a meeting here on campus with the health department to once again spread that knowledge beyond just our university community, but to the higher education community more broadly in the city. In reality, mosquito-borne illnesses have been with us, whether here in Central Ohio with something like West Nile virus or around the world with things like malaria or dengue virus, you know, for generations. So in some ways, the message with Zika virus is the same message we've been giving to people going to these parts of the world for years. You know, make sure you take mosquito precautions with DEET-based products for mosquito repellent. Make sure at night you sleep either in a place with, you know, closed windows and air conditioning or with mosquito netting. Those sorts of things are the same practices that we're asking people to be aware of and pay attention to. One of the main differences with the Zika virus is actually that the illness itself that the person who gets bitten by the mosquito gets is actually quite minimal in many cases. Studies show somewhere around 80% of the patients infected with the Zika virus are actually asymptomatic. And then really the main complication that people have been focusing on is related to pregnant women and the potential impact it can have on their babies.
Most college women do not want to get pregnant. So, I mean, when they're going out on, you know, on their trips or whatever, how, you know, should they be thinking about this in particular?
Sure. Well, that's actually why really we've tried to make sure that our message is really geared not just to students, but also to faculty and staff that may be going similarly either on vacation, you know, to an area in the Caribbean, or they may be going leading a university group. You're correct that any woman of childbearing age certainly would, this is something that should be on their mind. However, there may be graduate students or other women that are trying to get pregnant or that are pregnant. And I think what we don't want to do is, you know, out of our tens of thousands of students, faculty, and staff, just if there's anything we can do to reduce the risk of someone who is pregnant and somehow misses the message that's out in the community or that's on the news about this, we just want to make sure that we're hitting all the bases and make sure that we've done everything we can. It's also part of the other message of this really is for men going on these trips. If you are in a relationship where you're planning to have a baby or trying to have a baby, this is something that's important for them to understand as well. And there are some parts of the messaging that then talk about ways to both prevent getting Zika virus, and then if you do travel and unfortunately do get Zika virus, the ways to prevent passing it on to your partner.
I've been talking with Chief Medical Officer at Ohio State's Wexner Medical Center, Dr. Andrew Thomas, about the Zika virus. Thank you for your time.
Great. Thank you.